It's Browns in the Community. Renee Harvey joins us for the next few. Our Browns organization is so important, connecting back with us, the fans, and so many people that rely on the Browns Foundation. Hey, Renee, a couple things here. Let's talk about a couple things that have happened. First of all, Monday night, nice event, right?
We did, yeah. We had the 14th annual Taste of the Browns event, which is a huge fundraiser for the Cleveland Food Bank, and it was a tremendous turnout, about 1,000 folks in attendance. Their goal is to raise over about $160,000 from that event, which will equate to about 640,000 meals. So a great fundraiser for them. Joe Thomas and Al Bubba Baker were once again the honorary co-chairs, and they do such a great job.
Well, speaking of Joe, and you know, he's one of these go-to guys on the field and one of the go-to guys at times in the community too.
He and
his wife Annie, I know, busy yesterday too, right?
Yeah, they were. You know, they're as you mentioned, they're such tremendous leaders in the community as well. And so they came to us during the off season, wanted to do an initiative to help support local teachers. And so we partnered with the Kids in Need Resource Center, and they've made a contribution to help the teachers. And that organization really provides school supplies and classroom needs and necessities to teachers in both the Cleveland Metropolitan and the East Cleveland school system. So great event. He was joined by a couple of his teammates and really kind of helped some of the teachers go around and shop for supplies and necessities for their classrooms.
Renee Harvey with me from the Browns front office, Director of Community Outreach, talking about our Cleveland Browns. All right, home opener on the field. Maybe not what we wanted to see, but around the game, I congratulate you, the organization, the pageantry, and really the outreach you did as well on that home opener.
Yeah, we have, as we mentioned, Joe Thomas continues to support the community and so many of his teammates. And what we're seeing, which is nice, is, you know, the guys are volunteering, they're giving back, but they're also investing in the community as well. And so we've had 13 players participate in our player ticket program this year. And so that's their opportunity to kind of grab a hold of an organization that's close to their hearts, a cause that they want to support, bring them out in support of their efforts to the games. They provide food and apparel, so you'll see lots of T-shirts with program names on them. I'm very proud of those guys for supporting those initiatives. So that includes, you know, guys like T.J. Ward and
sure.
Usama Young and Frosty Rucker. So really good core group of guys that are supporting
Yeah,
the
a lot
community.
Of people at that home opener on Sunday, thanks to them. Hey, one other note, USA Football, I know a big part of what the Browns outreach and the foundation is doing, and we had a distribution of equipment here.
Yeah, so we partnered with PNC Bank, made a contribution to USA Football, and as you know, USA Football is one of our core partners in the world of youth football, and so Jabal Shear joined them to help distribute equipment, new uniforms and pads and pants to the Cleveland Police Activities League, and it was a great event out at Zelma George Community Center, and a great way for Jabal to instill his knowledge and what he learned as a young athlete when he was growing up. So nice event, and great to be a part of that, and very proud of PNC Bank for making that contribution.
Renee, it reminds me every time we visit these players, we talk about the way they play, we cheer, we yell. They are all human beings and some good-hearted guys too, you know?
No, you're absolutely right. And each of them finds their own way to give back, and they really do feel a part of this community, and I think that that really is important here.
We are so fortunate. Renee Harvey, Director of Community Outreach for your Cleveland Browns. Renee, thanks much.
Thank you.